Yeah, buddy. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 18th day of August. And again, everything's sort of fluid around here, and we can't thank the people with the Atlanta Dream for, well, moving things aside and making some time for us and joining us here, especially this morning's guest. I want to welcome on Layla Brock. And Layla's got a long title. You know, you
that's
folks
great,
got that.
Man. That
yeah,
is
she
fantastic.
Does. But I got to ask her right off the top. You know, people have on their desk there, they got that little thing there with your title on it. Hers has got to cover the whole desk there. And I'm just wondering, Layla, forgive me, and I want to see if I can get this Senior Vice President, Community Impact with the Atlanta Dream. Now, did I leave something out?
You did.
Whoa,
oh my goodness!
There we go. Now, we're off to a bad start.
Well,
here.
I'm sorry. At least she's got a good sense of humor about it. But go ahead.
It's all good. I'll get it right for you. It's Senior Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Community Impact, and anything else they ask me to do.
So let's just do it this way. I was right. We're going to talk to Atlanta Dream Executive Layla Brock with Sam and Greg. Radio 92.9. Okay. How are you, Layla? How has this first half of this season this year been for you and the people that you work with, given the spotlight that has been on not only the league but this team?
It's been wonderful to see so many people paying attention to the WNBA and specifically the Atlanta Dream, because it's finally something that people really can understand, can grasp, can get behind, because there's some excitement around it. So it's been wonderful. It's been so great to see how it's impacted our players, how they're starting to be recognized, and how people are really just understanding where to watch our games as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. We're pleased to be joined by Layla Brock, and she is social. You can find her at Layla Brock in her name.
Layla, that's what he does. He just gets all excited when we talk about social media. So.
Yeah, she is social.
All right, there you
y'all
go.
Want to find her, she's there.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Go
all
ahead,
right.
Man.
Can we go again?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Thoughts about this, and just there was a break. I mean, that's not something that is rare. But thoughts about some things that maybe you talked about or thought about or planned for the fans coming back from this Olympic break. And other than that, How much did you enjoy having a member of the team be a part of the Olympics?
Well, we had five people over there for the Olympics. We had two of our coaches. We had two of our players and four people that I guess that would have been. So it was wonderful to see them over there enjoying the Olympic experience. You know, Tanisha Wright was over there with the 5-on-5 team. Ryan Howard came back with a bronze medal. We couldn't be more proud of her. Leticia was over there. She was with Team Canada. And we had Paul over there. He was one of the coaches for the Australian team. And so just seeing them over there and seeing them be involved with the Olympic experience, just there's nothing like it. Just to see somebody who is in such close proximity to our brand, to the Olympics, is a huge deal for not only our city, but for our team and just everything that we're trying to do. So it was wonderful to see that. And the Olympic break was kind of a break. I think it was just a break for the fans because the players were still practicing. They were still out there, you know, sharpening their skills and getting together and making sure that they're ready for the second half of the season. And for us, we were really putting us in the front office. We were really putting our efforts into the back half of the season, making sure that the fan experience was going to be amazing for everybody coming out to Gateway Center Arena. And we're going to be out at State Farm Arena on August 26th for the Indiana Fever game as well. So we're putting a lot of effort into making that a really fun environment as well. We want to break a record for attendance over there. So hopefully we can get some information out to you all so that you can put some things out there for fans to purchase those tickets. But we want everybody to just have a really good time. But to answer your question, the break was well needed. It was a good time for us to just sharpen our pencil, a good time for the team to sharpen their skills on the court, and we're ready to get to the back half of the season.
See, Layla, she's an executive, Sam. Because you see that pivot she did?
Oh, yeah, man.
She went from your question, then went and answered my question before I even asked it because I was going to talk about State Farm, and then she went back and answered your question. I'm sitting here battling, I'm a hominah, because she did both. answer them both. This woman is just exceptional. Layla Brock, executive with the Atlanta Dream, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you can elaborate a little bit more then on this, the successful relationship that you guys have got with State Farm, and maybe something that's coming up other than the game around the corner, a longer-term relationship with State Farm.
See, now you want me to give out secrets, and I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm all right. You took my own. All right. I tell you what. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what you folks have talked about during this month off as far as providing for the fans as they come out the second half of the season?
Wonderful. Yes. Actually, I can talk a little bit about our relationship with State Farm Arena and the Atlanta Hawks. It's been wonderful to work with them, too. You know, we have come together as sports organizations that want to make basketball accessible to as many fans as possible. And that's why we were able to secure two dates to work with State Farm Arena to bring our games over there. You know, it's no secret that we are growing and that we need a larger venue and a larger facility. We don't know what that's going to look like just yet, though. We know that State Farm, though, is a capable venue for us to go to, and we know that our fans will go there and fill that arena. And so, you know, we will have conversations about what that looks like for next season. You know, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to make the game, again, accessible to as many people as possible for as many times as possible for next season, too. In terms of what we're doing for our fans, you know, we've got some really great partnerships that we have now that we're bringing, not just our strategic partnerships and our sponsorships, just, you know, putting signs in venues and things like that, but our fans are going to be able to have access to the things that our partners are doing at our venue. So, for example, we are partnering with the Honey Pot, and so they are providing products, feminine care products, personal care products to our fans for free at our games. Tonight they're going to be doing that. They're going to be out there sampling. We've got Mayel, who is a hair care product. They're going to be providing product to our fans as well at some of our games. And so, you know, we just want people to have a good time. We, you know, obviously we're always going to have fun. We've got great DJs. We've got great dance teams and all those things coming out to our games. And so, again, it's just being true to who we are, and that's having fun at Gateway Center Arena or at State Farm Arena, wherever we are.
Sounds like a lot of fun, especially the game coming up will be against Indiana Fever. And as it turns out, the Dream is really chasing them for a playoff spot. That ramps up the importance of this game. You want people to come out, and you want people to have a good time and realize Indiana's bringing Caitlin Clark back to the city for the second time. But the Dream got a little something they want to say about this, because this is a team that's directly in front of them trying to get to that eighth playoff spot.
That's exactly right. We got something to prove. We want to hunt them down, you know. And so we want people to come out and see Caitlin Clark. But, you know, we've got 12 players on our team that would be fantastic for them to watch as well. So Ryan Howard, Jordan Canada, Alicia Gray, who won everything she could possibly win at the
All-Star Game. Was she amazing or what? That's totally amazing, wasn't it?
I mean, you couldn't cool her off. She was so hot. It was so good. I mean, I was there live, and I saw it, and I was so nervous. I was like a nervous auntie just watching her do everything. But she killed it, and she's just absolutely amazing. So if you want to see good basketball, come and see her play as well. I mean, Caitlin Clark, give her flowers, but Alicia Gray, Ryan Howard, our team, absolutely spectacular basketball. So we've got Indiana that we're chasing, and so we want to bring them down. We love a good, healthy competition. We love being an underdog, and hopefully we can get that dub on the 26th. And so super excited about that one.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, Layla, you having fun with us?
I am having fun.
See, I can tell she's laughing. She's having a good time with us. We're going to get you back on here. This is fun talking to you. I one of the things I did want to ask you about, and the people that we have talked to with the Dream, one of the things that they have, it's important to them, is to continue to sort of weave themselves into the community. You mentioned some mm-hmm. of the relationships that you have. One of the things that I talked about, and this is not specific, but, you know, Six Flags Night, or somehow, you know, mm-hmm. bring your tab out to, bring your stub out to Six Flags and do whatever. Again, when you think about things that are going on in Atlanta, is it a constant to try to get up next to them or put the team somehow next to the events that are mainstays here? Like, I would like to see a connection. We just did the Peachtree Road Race. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying have the players play in it, yeah. or run in it, but yeah. this is one of the biggest events, if they could somehow tie into that. Is that your quest, to continue to sort of position yourself next to some of these big events that happen throughout the city on a yearly basis?
It is. It's our goal to really align with the city and the community, but it's also to get the community out to what we're doing as well. So I'm going to give you an example. Today, for example, we play Connecticut Sun, 3 o'clock. Shameless plug. Hope everybody comes out there.
No, and we have that for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, in case you can't get in front of a TV.
That's right.
Go ahead. Shameless plug.
Love that. But what we're doing also is that we, tonight we've invited the APS schools out to come to our game. And so we've got the superintendent in attendance tonight. We've got the teacher of the year in attendance tonight. And we've got students who are, you know, they and their parents can come out and have a really good time, discounted tickets, because we want the kids to see that this is a game for them as well. And so partnering with the Atlanta Public Schools on those types of things, we partner with Girls Inc., we partner with the YWCAs, YMCAs, and we bring our camps and clinics out there. And so it's twofold to your point, is that, yes, we want to go out into these mainstay events in Atlanta, but we also want to create events that maybe not everybody goes to, and we go to them instead, because we want to bring the dream and our community efforts into the communities that need us.
That sounds fantastic. Now, you mentioned you go out to All-Star Weekend. What was that like? How much traveling do you get to do with the Dream? Because we're thinking about you, and we're thinking about your title, and basically think about things here in town. But do you get to get much moving around and see what people are doing at some of the other arenas? And do you exchange some ideas while you're at All-Star Weekend?
Yes, actually. So I don't travel as much as people might think, because I do like to be in the office. I do like to be in the city, because Atlanta is where we really need to be focusing on. But being out at Phoenix for the All-Star Game was amazing, because all of my counterparts were there. We all did have an exchange of ideas about how things are going, what things are working, how we need to work together to make sure that we're uplifting the entire league. And so that was amazing to do that. And then I am going to sneak out to New York for the Liberty game versus the Dream, just to see what they're doing up there, because I need to steal some ideas too. And I'm hopeful that some of our folks, some of my counterparts, might come down to our game as well too, because I think we do it the best, but, you know, you can always do it a little bit.
We got a pretty big audience. You can't say, I'm going to sneak out and then tell our audience. We all know you're gone. We all know you're gone if you say it here. I have said this before. I will offer it again, but you actually don't need me. But when we started talking to you folks and talking about everything that you've mentioned on this on our show, as far as connecting with the community and letting people know about what you have there, and I'm telling you that I will point you toward game-changing films every time, because we need to let them know about it. You know, the film industry's here. Layla, this is the first time we've had John here, but I've been helping people get jobs as extras in the city for 13 years. And that's extras, though. But the relationships that I have built up doing that, I know that Game Changing Films is one of the folks that are always looking for athletes to put in those films. I'll use the jump off that Sam and I use on a regular basis. If you saw King Richard, they're the ones who put the other tennis players that the young Venus and Serena played against. You got a movie about swimming. You got a movie about football. You got a movie about crew. Whatever it is, they're the ones who have a stable of athletes, and they are always looking for more. So you folks knowing about them, or the connection that I slide that name under the door for you, is something that could help you guys build. And so that's what I'm here for. And I'm ready to put those names out there for you and get you guys connected with that.
I appreciate that, because, you know, our players are fantastic. They would be out there. They would crush that, you know. And if you can get them on a red carpet, too, they would kill it. So, yes, I love it.
Who did we have out here with the team early on, I thought, and that we had in studio? Did we have one of the members in studio with the Dream? And they were talking about that. Anyway, we have talked to a few people with the team, with the organization, and they think, that's a pretty good idea. So let's see if we can get you guys connected there and get some of these. And they all got agents, right? Y'all got representation, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We just got to connect their people with your people.
Absolutely. Well, they ain't necessarily my people, but I know where they live. So we'll get you where that. Listen, Layla, you have to come back and join us again. This has been wonderful.
Happy to do it. You know, next time make it a little later. You know, I'm a little groggy. I haven't had all my coffee yet. But,
No.
We can definitely do this again.
You can't say that, because somebody in an office down around the corner from you made this time slot. So they've already agreed that we're going. So you got to go talk to them. But again, we want you to have
all
you back.
Good.
And before you leave, can you give us that mile-long title again?
Senior Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Community Impact.
She does everything.
And anything else they ask me to do.
She basically does everything over there. Yeah, she just basically does everything. That is Layla Brock joining us from Atlanta Dream. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you. You as well.
There you go.